Coast Radio News for Tuesday, September 21st, 2021. I'm George Henry. The accident that closed down Highway 126 near Poodle Creek Road for most of the day yesterday claimed the life of a 25-year-old part-time EMT with Western Lane Ambulance District. The accident occurred at approximately 7:14 yesterday morning when an eastbound log truck tipped over, striking Sarah Sussman's Toyota Prius and a Dodge Ram towing a boat operated by 70-year-old Randall Tokich of Eugene. The Ram pickup then struck an eastbound Ford Mustang driven by Jordan Tippett of Coquille. Sussman suffered fatal injuries and was pronounced deceased. Sussman had been a volunteer firefighter before earning her EMT and had only been working at Western Lane Ambulance District a short time. The driver of the Mustang and the log truck were transported to Sacred Heart Medical Center at Riverbend. The driver of the Dodge Ram suffered minor injuries. The Sayula School Board has posted a vacancy on the school's website. The board at their September 15th meeting accepted the resignation of Guy Rosenbaum. The board is seeking a new member to fill position one of the Sayula School Board. The appointee will serve until June 30th of 2023. Applications are being accepted until October 6, 2021, and can be mailed or dropped off at the Sayula School Board office at 2111 Oak Street. Applications and questions can also be emailed to vmcclellan@sayula.k12.or.us. The owner of a private water utility providing service to approximately 85 residential customers in a Dune City neighborhood says most of the tension surrounding a rate hike proposal has dissipated, but Thomas Putman says there will be one more chance for those customers to meet with him in an open house set for October 14th at Dune City Hall. Putman said most of the negative response was directed at him and his company, but the rate proposal was actually calculated by the Oregon Public Utility Commission based on information provided by his company. Putman said he would have preferred to phase in the increase over a number of years, but the PUC has no provisions for that accommodation and instead developed a proposed rate hike that would nearly triple the current rates from an average of $47.50 a month to $121. He said the PUC will take up the consideration sometime in late November or early December. Lane County is reporting fewer COVID-19 cases. The three-day weekend total was 363 for the county, but does reflect a slightly lower case total. After the June 30th changes in COVID-19 restrictions, Lane County and the Oregon Health Authority quit reporting daily numbers over the weekend. The surge in cases has not changed that procedure, in part because Lane County Public Health is running on a skeleton crew with just two individuals responsible for maintaining the website and taking news from around the state and the Associated Press Radio Network. After this from All About Olives, care of the day-to-day operations. Florence cases only increased by one over the same three-day period. The OHA is reporting 3,359 new cases. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, September 21st, 2021.